next 9:40. We are at 10:15, so let's go back to the time certain.
Mayor?
9:24.
We also have staff here ready to do the other stuff. I mean, just a question I want to, just in terms of scheduling, can we move through the other three items and then come to time certain so we have the time? Because we have two sets of staff.
Yeah, staff and volunteers queued up on both, so.
I'm just raising it.
I think it sounds like it's only a 15-minute item, right?
Right.
So let's go ahead and take the time certain now, and then those others, please. 9:24.
Did you want all four read together?
Yes, sorry. 9:24 and its successors, 9:25 through 27.
9:24, approve findings to authorize the an exemption to the competitive bidding requirements, authorize alternative contracting method of construction manager general contractor, and authorize payment for construction, all in connection with the Pioneer Courthouse Square renovation project. 9:25, authorize a contract with Shields Oblet Johnson, Inc. to provide owner's representative, construction management, and cost estimation services for renovations and improvements to Pioneer Courthouse Square in an amount not to exceed $577,840. 9:26, authorize a contract with SRG Partnership, Inc. to provide planning, design, and construction administration services for renovations and improvements to Pioneer Courthouse Square in an amount not to exceed $875,150. And 9:27, amend contract with Pioneer Courthouse Square, Inc. for public involvement services for the duration of the Pioneer Courthouse Square renovation project in an amount not to exceed $63,000.
Thank you, Mayor Hales. This series of four ordinances is a major step towards restoring Pioneer Courthouse Square to the condition we would expect for Portland's living room. The Parks Bond passed by voters in November of 2014 included $10 million for the renovation of the square, and thank you to the voters of Portland. The funds will be used to replace the failing waterproof membrane and HVAC system, repair the deteriorating brick plaza and stoa columns, and upgrade the restrooms for safety and accessibility. These ordinances include an exemption to competitive bidding requirement contracts for both an owner's representative and a construction manager general contractor, as well as a contract with Pioneer Courthouse Square, Inc. for public involvement services. I now invite Christine Moody and Lauren McGuire to provide more details on the ordinances.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and members of the council. My name is Lauren McGuire. I'm the capital projects team manager for Portland Parks and Recreation, and with me is Christine Moody, you know, the Chief Procurement Officer for the City of Portland. We're here today to request council authorization of those four ordinances pertaining to the renovation of Pioneer Courthouse Square. The four ordinances are requested as emergencies in order to maintain the project schedule, which is tailored to accommodate the community programs and events. Renovation of the Pioneer Courthouse Square is funded by the 2014 Parks Bond. The renovation and reconstruction of Pioneer Courthouse Square at 701 Southwest 6th in downtown Portland is a very important step in the delivery of the bond projects to the Portland community. This project represents the largest of the 2014 bond projects to be initiated. The project will renovate the square by making critical repairs to the infrastructure, by replacing its waterproofing membrane, by replacing its heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, by repairing its unique stoa columns, replacing damaged bricks, and renovating its restrooms for safety and accessibility, as well as making other necessary ADA adjustments as funding permits. The current low confidence estimate for construction cost is approximately $7 million. The overall project budget, including project construction, design services, insurance bonding, project management, staff costs, contingencies, and escalation is $10 million. The Parks Replacement Bond funding is approved and in place for fiscal year 2015-16. The four ordinances for the Pioneer Courthouse Square renovation project that we will be discussing today include the exemption finding ordinance, which is an ordinance to approve the findings to authorize an exemption to the competitive bidding requirements and authorize the alternative contracting method of construction manager general contractor and authorize payment for the project. The owner's representative contract, which is an ordinance to authorize a professional technical and expert services contract with Shields Oblitz Johnson to provide owner's representative services. The design team contract, which is an ordinance to authorize a professional technical and expert services contract with SRG Partnership to provide design and planning services. And the Pioneer Courthouse Square, Portland Parks Management Agreement Amendment, which is an ordinance to amend the management agreement contract between Pioneer Courthouse Square and Portland Parks in order to provide public involvement services. This is the second amendment to the existing management agreement.
Okay, the first ordinance that you have before you is the exemption that's required by state law. An exemption to the low bid process needs to be approved in order to authorize the alternative contracting method, such as the construction manager or general contractor services. The findings that are attached to the ordinance, as documented in Exhibit A, highlights the technical complexities of this project, in which using the CMGC will be most beneficial to the city. As Lauren stated specifically, this project requires building envelope waterproofing of the existing structure, mechanical engineering renovation, stoa column repair specialists. Additionally, the contractor must have experience working in a complex urban environment. The findings also show the structuring the project under a CMGC process facilitates the inclusion of the contractor in the design process to provide input on constructability, phasing, and efficient staging. The effective coordination of value engineering of the project will benefit the project and also is presumed to reduce the costs.
What do you mean by no favoritism?
No favoritism means that just because we're doing this alternative contracting method, we're not providing any favoritism, that it's an exemption from the competitive low bidding process, but we're still doing a competitive process. So that's what the no favoritism finding means.
The second ordinance is to authorize a professional technical expert contract with Shields Opus Johnson to provide owner's representative construction management and cost estimation services for renovations and improvement to the square in an amount not to exceed $577,840. The dedicated owner's representative is necessary to provide increased coordination with and response to the general contractor, to Pioneer Courthouse Square, to the surrounding businesses, to visitors, to the local community, and to interested parties hosting events. The site has several significant challenges to the project implementation, such as large downtown traffic volumes, multiple modes of adjacent transportation with TriMet on two sides, high visibility of the square, surrounding businesses, offices, and residences, numerous planned public events with over 300 events per year, 10 million people visiting the square each year, and the expedited schedule configured around those key community events. The city did follow the competitive qualifications-based solicitation process with postings on the city's procurement website and in the Daily Journal of Commerce. 5 proposals were received and 2 firms were interviewed in May of this year. Shields Oblitz Johnson won, and their utilization for minority women and emerging small business was 7.4%. The third ordinance is to authorize a professional technical and expert contract with SRG Partnership to provide planning, design, and construction administration services for renovations and improvements, as described previously, in an amount not to exceed $875,150. Again, the city followed the standard qualifications-based solicitation, posting the request for proposal on the city's procurement website and in the Daily Journal of Commerce. 4 proposals were received and 3 firms interviewed in July of 2015. SRG Partnership, Inc. won, and their utilization was 27.3% for minority women and emerging small business firms. Fourth ordinance is approving a second amendment to the management agreement between Pioneer Courthouse Square, Inc. and Portland Parks and Recreation to authorize payment to Pioneer Courthouse Square, Inc. for public involvement services for the duration of the project in an amount not to exceed $63,000. Pioneer Courthouse Square, Inc. is well acquainted with the community of square users, local residents, tenants, transit authorities, and surrounding businesses, and has been performing the day-to-day operations of the square, including public outreach. As such, it's uniquely qualified to perform additional public involvement services required for the project. With that, we complete our presentation. Thank you. At this time, Harriet Cormack from the Pioneer Courthouse Square Board would like to speak about the project. After Harriet speaks, we'd be happy to take any questions the council may have.
Hi, Harriet.
Good morning, Harriet. Welcome back.
Good morning, Mayor and commissioners. I have been a long-term member of the Board of Trustees and for a number of years have been chair of the Facilities Committee at Pioneer Courthouse Square, Inc. And our committee began 4 years ago to divine the scope of work for repair and renewal of the park. And so I'm deeply committed to this work that is before you. I also want to support the approach that Parks has taken in contracting for this complex work. I have a 40-year career in project management and as a citizen volunteer have been involved with development of the convention center in its first phase and as a commissioner of Home Forward, many construction projects. And we have used this alternative method of contracting for complex projects with great success. And I think from the beginning when we were thinking about the open heart surgery that would be involved in repairing the park, we knew that this would be the better way to proceed where you really have a team of designer, contractor, owner's representative working to get a correct series of construction items, getting things effectively priced and delivering a completed project on time. So I just want to lend my experience and support for this alternate method of contracting.
Thank you. Questions?
I have a question that relates to the bricks that we're replacing. Would you remind us, for the people that a generation ago paid to have a brick to help finance the original park, how are those bricks being replaced and what are the opportunities for people to invest in them going forward?
So the brick replacement will be documented. The bricks are documented now. We will be replacing bricks as we need to, and we'll re-document where they're located, and that will be that will show people where their brick will be. It's probably likely that they won't go exactly back in the same spot, but we are going to document where they are now.
Are you reusing them?
Well, and also when you buy a brick forever, and it's $100,
right.
I believe. Right? So, and there's an opportunity for others to invest now that we're doing this. So you can go to the Pioneer Courthouse Square Board website and buy a brick for eternity.
And is there a master list of bricks somewhere?
Yes.
You know, Pioneer Courthouse Square does keep one. I noticed, for example, at Harper's Playground that with all the use one of the plazas gets, some of the bricks are now getting obscured where people, patrons and investors. And, you know, I think the wonderful thing about a brick is it seals that personal connection with someone. And at Harper's Playground, people put bricks in name of their children in the plaza. And so I'm delighted there'll be a database where we can actually know who were the first waivers and those bricks. But there are opportunities for people today to invest in new bricks?
Absolutely.
That's $100?
I don't know the answer to that. Is that right, Harriet?
I believe that's the going rate. Yes.
Still a heck of a deal.
That's a bargain.
And a lot of people have been buying bricks over the course of time, so there are new ones coming along every day.
Great. Thank you.
Any other questions for our panel? Thank you all very much.
I did have one question. Does the owner's compensation contract and the design contract come out of the $10 million estimated total cost?
Yes.
That's included. Okay.
Great. Thank you all very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item?
Mr. Lightning signed up.
Okay. Come on up.
Mayor, are you
on the package of four?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog X. I'm one of the original people that bought a brick. and have them have it located there currently. So obviously I do have a concern on that issue. And one of the things I was wondering is, it sounds to me like you plan on making sure the bricks go back to their original location the best possible. Now, if these bricks, obviously, if they're removed and they obviously can break and we have to bring in a new one, my question to you is that, and I know a lot of people have had concerns on being able to read the names on the lower level bricks because it's a smaller font, and I was wondering if we could enlarge the font to the same size as the upper level bricks so people can easily read the names. And that's just a request that I have, so I'm putting that out right now. Issue number two is that obviously we have 10 million visitors a year. And one of the issues that I think would be beneficial is that obviously the restrooms that they have where you can go down below aren't open all the time. And this whole area was set up to have access to the public around the clock. And what I'd like to propose maybe is also adding a loo somewhere to where obviously when we're having this many visitors, to have something like that access around the clock, I think would be very beneficial to the visitors of 10 million plus per year. Issue number three I have again is I may speak against this group, the Regional Arts and Culture Council, and it's nothing personal, but I would like to have them maybe brought in on this project as a consultant on the current art that is currently located there, on looking there and to seeing if we can't add additional and or what do we want to do with the art we currently have there. They are the professionals, the experts. I'd like to have their opinion on that and to see if we can't maybe add some additional art throughout the area based upon their recommendations. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, that Commissioner Fritz, Lightning, as always, raises a provocative question, and I should know the answer, but does a renovation of this size trigger the 2% for the arts?
I'd like staff to come and answer that question.
That's not specific.
Perhaps the answer is we'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's in response to Lightning's question, and I think the answer is yes. That's not what's technically before us today, but it is what it is. So I'm just curious.
So I believe we're looking at the 2% for art holistically over all the bond projects, not necessarily per project.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else want to speak? Other questions? Then let's take a roll call on each of these in turn, since they're all emergency items, starting with 924.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
I'm very proud of working with the Pioneer Courthouse Square Board and one of our valued nonprofit partners. People said during the bond measure campaign, why can't we just pay for the renovations through the revenue from the activities that the board and the staff, the wonderful staff at Pioneer Courthouse Square, Inc., do throughout the year? The answer is that we can't. The prices are already higher than we charge for other Portland parks and recreation facilities, and so there's a limit to how much more you can put the prices up. It's also a civic duty to have great things happening in Pioneer Courthouse Square. And so the staff recently did a matrix showing high profit, the profit and the community livability aspects, and mapping out where all of our different activities go there. So it is something that we've been mindful of. When I was assigned the Parks Bureau in 2013 in July, that was one of the first things that was brought to my attention by the Pioneer Courthouse Square Board, is that the City of Portland, the people of Portland, own Pioneer Courthouse Square. So it is our responsibility to fix it. And so I was really happy that we were able to get the Parks Bond passed, with 74% of the voters approving it, the highest ever for a Parks Bond, and very specifically included in that was this $10 million for Pioneer Courthouse Square. So yes, we're going to be fixing some of the accessibility problems at the same time. We're going to be fixing the restrooms also, and I'll be coming back to council shortly with a $15 an hour resolution for the staff who work in those restrooms, because that's one of the contracts that we have not yet upgraded. So there's a lot of needs that we have a responsibility to do, and I'm very proud of our park staff, our bond team, and everybody in my office as well. Tim Crail and Patty Howard and Tom Bezo have all been working really hard on this. So thank you very much for bringing it to council. Aye.
Fish.
Commissioner Fritz will remember that prior to this bond, we used to use, and the technical term was spit and glue, to fund some of the park's renovations. E205 was funded out of general fund. We'd scraped together money from whatever pot, but we didn't have any bond money to use. So the bond became essential to do the major improvements that the public expected us to do. And I want to begin by just thanking Commissioner Fritz for leading that bond effort and leading it during a particularly challenging time in her life. And I thought there was a beautiful symmetry on election night. 74% of the public supported her bond measure, and 74% of the public turned down the water district. I thought that showed great insight on the part of the voters. A word about Pioneer Courthouse Square. It has been listed, I believe, and I was checking with the experts, as one of the 10 great public squares in the world. And we're very proud of it. Number three. We're number three. Okay, one of the top five public squares in the world. And Bruce Forster, who many of us know, who takes those great pictures of Portland from an airplane, took a famous series of pictures of what Pioneer Courthouse Square looked like when it was a garage. And a group of intrepid artists came and painted it because they wanted the public to imagine what would happen if we converted it to a park. And for those of us or you who believe it was a slam dunk at some point in the past to create this park, I'm reminded that the final vote at council was 3-2. And the decisive vote was cast by Mike Lindbergh. And had Mike Lindbergh not supported turning a garage into a great square in the middle of a great city, we would continue to have a garage there. So I want to celebrate the role of Mike Lindbergh. And I also want to acknowledge the role of all the Pioneer Courthouse Square board members, including Pete Mark, who has been there from the beginning and has been a great champion, both as an advocate and with his family's philanthropy of that great square. This is a really proud day, and again, I want to especially thank Commissioner Fritz, because without her leadership and advocacy, we wouldn't have the bond proceeds to now spend on this long overdue upgrade of our wonderful Central Plaza. Aye.
Hales?
Well, I want to appreciate Commissioner Fritz for your leadership on the bond and on now getting the work done, because when you pass a bond measure, you also have to deliver, and the Parks Bureau is doing that. And in fact, we hope, as always, to over-deliver and to produce more value for the voters who stepped up once again and showed good judgment, as Portland voters do, and supported this effort. The other thing I think that we have to always stop and celebrate, and Commissioner Fish is right about the history, this was not a slam dunk. It was controversial at the time. There were people in the business community that thought it ought to be an enclosed bubble instead of a public square, and I think most of them would now admit that this was a better idea. But it does have to be carefully managed every day to keep it a safe and welcoming place. And that's why we depend so much on the Pioneer Courthouse Square Board and the nonprofit corporation. And that's another secret ingredient in Portland's success with parks, is that we have these partnerships with nonprofits. Every now and then the city needs to step up, make a major capital investment, because it is, after all, a park, just like the pond underneath the Chinese garden that's leaking 10,000 gallons a day, I think, isn't it? Needs to be replaced, and that's beyond the capabilities of the nonprofit that adds so much value and dollars to the operation. So these partnerships we have, whether it's with the Japanese Garden or the softball leagues that use Delta Park or Pioneer Courthouse Square, are really important. So Harriet, to you and the other volunteers who've made this work over the years and who continue to make it work, thank you for being good partners for us. We'll always try to be good partners for you as well and create this great synergy between volunteerism and community that makes this a great place. One final editorial point, which the council may be getting tired of hearing, but I think one of the ways to make sure that we're successful as a city is, of course, we keep Pioneer Courthouse Square our central public space, but we need more public spaces like this around the city. We're now creating one in Gateway. That's good. But in a city of 600,000 that in many ways is the most European city in America, we're not there yet in terms of the hard space available for farmers markets and community gatherings around the city. So I hope that future city councils have more partnerships like this in more places with more squares. But for now, let's put this one into good repair. Thank you. Aye. 925.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Ritz?
I really love these ones where we have multiple opportunities to say things that we forgot. I was particularly instructed by Tim Crayle to show this book, which Harriet and her crew at the Pioneer Courthouse Square Board put together. It's called Bricks on the Brink. And there were no words in it. They're just pictures of really awful infrastructure that needs repairing, and I think that that was the beginning of bringing to the awareness of everybody. So thank you, Harriet, for doing that. Also, Reverend Stephen Schneider was the board chair throughout the bond measure campaign, was absolutely amazing, and Amy Ruiz was our fantastic campaign manager. And then we had a whole committee of folks doing fundraising. I didn't make a single fundraising call. I just went out, and then Commissioner Fish ably took over at the end of the campaign, and we did hundreds of events. So thank you again to the people of Portland. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. 926.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And 927.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Thank you very much.